Hey everybody, this is Louie from Technically Journalism. Just Google Technically Journalism, you'll find the site. I'm going to buy the domain to make it easier to find and just redirect it to where I am now. So hopefully pretty soon, maybe by the next podcast, I'll be able to have Technically Journalism as the domain. Anyways, I haven't done a podcast in a while. I've been kind of busy with the site and a bunch of other stuff. But I spent some time the last couple of days really focusing and looking at Facebook as a kind of more than just like a profile where I post pictures and stuff, you know. I've been looking at it as a kind of vehicle to promote my site. And as a result of all that, I spent some time recently looking at what our other local media outlets do in the Phoenix area with Facebook and trying to figure out what the best way to just in general get news out and get, you know, participation out with the Facebook pages that they have. And I'm sure you guys have known, I'm sure you guys have monitored, and a lot of news sites, a lot of tech sites, a lot of overall just websites, fan sites, sports sites, whatever you want to do, have started really, really focusing on the Facebook pages. And as a result, the Facebook page has become a pretty cool thing. There's a lot of apps for it now. There's a lot of stuff you can do to bring in the Facebook. There's actually companies, small businesses that, who don't have an actual website. They just use Facebook and YouTube and Twitter to get their business out. And it's kind of a smart thing, you know. I've built websites before. I've done some contract stuff. And it kind of hurts me that, you know, to see businesses not have traditional websites. And a lot of them now have gone to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And, you know, a bunch of other ones. But those are the big ones. To just as those vehicles to promote their company, because if you're not selling anything online, you don't really need a full website. You just need a presence online that people can go to. So it makes some sense to use those social media services as a really easy way to connect with people. So anyways, what I've been doing is looking at how companies and how people use Facebook and their pages to be specific, the Facebook pages, as opposed to like the Facebook profile. So if you guys haven't started a Facebook page, it runs off a profile, so you can't build a Facebook page. Last that I checked, just exclusively for a business, it typically has to be attached to a profile of some sort, and then that person becomes the administrator. And then you can, from there, assign other people with Facebook profiles to administer the page. So, it can be multiple people being admins on a Facebook page. And once you log in to your profile, you see all the tools for your Facebook page, and it's pretty cool. You can do a lot of stuff. You can start discussions, you can have photos and videos loaded there. I found a couple of YouTube apps through Facebook that you can attach to your page. Both of them were paid ones, so I didn't do them because I can just easily just upload the same videos to Facebook that I do to YouTube. So there's a lot of little applications you can download. There's message boards you can start. There's a lot of things you can do within your Facebook page to give you kind of a better reach to your for your product and a better way to promote your stuff. And then if you go to websites, you'll see a lot of websites have little Facebook badges where you can see how many people have joined that Facebook page, what they call like it. So if you like a Facebook page, you essentially join it, and it incorporates all the feeds of that page into your profile feed, which is another kind of interesting thing. So I finally started one for my site. The Technically Journalism site, I got like 30 some fans, which isn't a lot, and most of those people, actually all of them, are just people I know from work or from previous journalism jobs. But it's good enough. It's fine for me. I don't really, you know, I do care, I want more, but it's fine for me to kind of use Facebook that way. And so then I started posting stuff, right? I started posting little posts that I've done along the way. I've done a lot of two or three recently. One of them I thought was really cool. So then I started thinking about, okay, once you start posting site news to the site, what else do you do, right? So one of the local media outlets does an RSS feed. There's an RSS app you can plug into your Facebook page that automatically brings in whatever you want, any RSS feed you want. It also actually handles multiple feeds. So this one, one of the TV sites does that, automatically posts everything, and that's basically all they do. There's another TV site that does really cool interaction with readers, right? So readers will submit photos and videos that the news, the TV station will then repost and give credit to the reader, to the user. That's pretty cool. There's other media outlets that engage a lot more in Facebook than they do with Twitter, say. So for Twitter, there'll be a straight link feed and click on this to read more about it. And Facebook, there's obviously a link option, but it's more of a question, you know? So if you're going to post something about the weather, which we had some good weather last night, you want to ask them, you know, how did this affect you? Or what did you see out there? It's a basic, you know, really basic question you can ask. And if you got a large enough audience and if you have an interactive audience, you'll get a lot of responses. I think that's kind of the cool way. I think I prefer that because you got the best of both worlds. You have a link if they want to click on it, but they don't really have to. And they can just talk amongst themselves on the Facebook page. And it's kind of a cool way to get a captive audience, I think, to build some form, at least, of a Facebook community. I think it's really cool. And ultimately, I would love that. I don't think that's going to happen because I don't really have, you know, a lot of followers on my Facebook page. And I will get some here and there, I think. But it will never be thousands and thousands that you see on some of the other tech sites, you know. I'm just a personal blogger doing what I can there. But I ultimately, that would be the greatest thing for me, on Facebook at least, to be able to communicate back and forth with people, especially through Facebook, because you can all do it through our mobile phones. We can do it through our smartphones with apps. If you don't have an app, you can go into the mobile site on your phone, assuming you have the internet. On there, you just go to, I think it's t.facebook.com or m.facebook.com. I forgot what it is. It's a really cool site to have, fully functional. It's really cool. It's one of the best mobile sites that these services have. So, you know, it's a mobile, fast, easy way to interact with readers, to interact with people, with groups, through the Facebook pages. And being able to spend a couple hours in the last couple days looking at what the local, you know, big media outlets do has been a really cool learning experience for me as just a basic blogger, to see the different approaches you can take to it. So it's really cool. I like it. Anybody out there who has a website, who has a group, it doesn't have to have a website. You can start a Facebook page for anything. They're really cool. They're a really good idea as a way to just kind of aggregate a group of people and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Start discussions, post videos, post photos. It's a really interesting thing. I would like to see more newspapers do it. I would like to see, you can also have pages within pages. I think we do. I went to our Facebook page at work and we have a couple. So if I had, you know, a bunch of teams of reporters, each team ideally would have its own Facebook page, assuming that they're covering a high impact topic, you know. Definitely sports. Like if we had a sports, I definitely would have one for each professional team, say, and people can, fans can go and talk about whatever's going on and then somehow redirect them to our site. You know, that's kind of the tricky part. If you're a major outlet and if you're trying to make money off of it, that's the tricky part about this whole thing, is getting people to click on a link and go to your page, your homepage, your website eventually. If you're not making money off of it, then it's kind of cool. You just want to start a brand for yourself and get your name out, then that's, you know, that's fine too. So anyways, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. Facebook pages are a really cool thing. I think they're still evolving. I thought I heard that at some point on Facebook, they're going to be able to do like location stuff like Foursquare and Gowalla. They're going to partner with Facebook. So the Facebook pages are still evolving. It's the one part of that service that still has a lot of room to grow. And I think more and more you're going to see businesses and individuals use that service, use the Facebook page as their primary online presence, especially when you can package it and do other stuff and feed to it. Like I can post my Tumblr stuff if I wanted to straight to Facebook. I can share my YouTube videos straight to Facebook. I think Twitter and Facebook now, you can communicate between the two, share posts. So you're going to see a lot of that. The trick is going to be for journalists individually and, you know, media companies collectively to figure out how to use that and how to benefit them. I think for journalists, we should just have a presence on it and get ready for if we want to grow it, if we want to expand it. If you have your profile, just keep an eye on the Facebook page features. See what your sites are doing. See what the sites you'd like to visit are doing. And then see for yourself. Maybe that's something you want to do. If you have your own blog, if you have your own website with your own brand, with your own name, maybe look around and see what other people are doing. That might be something for you. So that's it. That's my long-winded version of asking you to join my Facebook page. Technically journalism, just Google it. You'll go to my blog and my Facebook badge is there. Or just kind of see what I'm posting and let me know what you think. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm going to get caught in traffic here, so I'm going to get off of this. But that's it. Just wanted to check in. Facebook page. Try it out. Take care.